Welcome to Geek This. My name is Dave Clements. I heard a little beepy noise in my ear and it scared me. So I was like, what's wrong? Hey, welcome to Geek This. My name is Dave Clements. And this is a show where we talk about movies and video games, television, and all the other things that we're geeking out about. With me, as always, is my best bud, my favorite co-host, David Hunt.
Hey, everybody. I was going to say, how are you today? Then I realized no one can respond to me.
That's true. That's true. I'm okay today. I can respond. We were talking before we started recording, so you kind of know where I'm at, but I'm okay. I'm alive. We started keto again, so I'm going through that fun little struggle bus of fighting off cravings and hating the fact that there's a bunch of cereal that I can't eat and that
it's
stuff.
Always, it's hard to like do any sort of diet when you have kids in the house who aren't on that diet, because then you still have to have all the stuff that they want to eat. And then you see it and you're like, I want that. And and you know in your head, like, I'm an adult, so I can eat what I want, but I really shouldn't.
Yeah. I've had to deal with that. Eiley, like, of all things, Eiley had a bowl of Raisin Bran, and I've never been so jealous of a bowl of Raisin Bran before. Like, I love Raisin Bran. I did when I was a kid too, but now I'm just like, ugh, not fair. But I'm making it. I'm down, let's just say 10 pounds. I've probably lost more than that in the last 2 to 3 weeks. So, you know,
that's awesome.
Not bad. Yeah.
Congrats.
One day I won't be super fat. But what have you been up to in life, in entertainment?
Oh, well, I've been playing some Final Fantasy VII Crisis Core. So the sequel to Final Fantasy VII Remake recently came out. Well, when I was about ready to start it, I realized, wow, I never played that prequel to Final Fantasy VII. So I decided to go ahead and play that before I played the new game. So I'm in the middle of playing that. I actually just today got in my PlayStation Portal.
Nice.
Which I bought because I have a 3-year-old who takes my TV over. So there are many times where I'm like, I really want to play my PlayStation, but my kid's watching, I don't know, some random show on Disney Plus. So now I can, you know, stream my PlayStation to the portal and play it that way.
Nice. Liking it so far?
I just got it today, so I haven't really had a chance to mess with it, but I'm really excited for it.
Nice. Entertainment-wise, actually, I have been... So we got Netflix because I'm always trying to watch stuff that's interesting. So we're rotating through all of the different streaming services. Conversation we have quite a bit here on the show. So we're back at Netflix. I'm perfectly fine with ads, I've realized, if it only costs me $7 a month. And I've been watching Delicious in Dungeon. It is an anime so that combines like D&D and food. So highly recommended. Really fun. The food looks gorgeous.
That sounds like a great combination, except I don't know if I would want to be starting keto while watching a food show.
Yeah, I had to deal with that for just a little bit. And I was like, this is just going to make me stronger. You know, if I can get through.
All right, Kelly Clarkson.
You know, that's the way it is sometimes. But it's a blast of a show.
Decide to get rid of Max, let me know.
Okay. We might. I keep talking about it, and then the girls are like, "But I have my favorite shows," and they're like Wendy. They like to watch the same show all the time, and I'm like, "I watched it. I watched one season, or I watched the entire series, whatever it is. I don't need to watch it again. I'm good. I'm weird like that."
Yeah, I'm the same way for the most part. Like Sabrina will. She used to, she's gotten a little bit better, but she used to just like she would watch The Office all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I love The Office. The Office is great. How many times do you need to watch it?
Yeah. Yep. That's me as well. I'm like, I like The Office. It's wonderful, but I can't watch it 30 times. Like, okay. So true story, because we're talking about Netflix. Netflix is where Wendy always watched Gilmore Girls. Mm-hmm. And we dropped Netflix at one point. I bought her the entire show on DVD. We own it. She hasn't, I think she watched like three or four
DVD,
episodes.
Okay, Grandpa.
Well, it was cheaper and Wendy doesn't care.
I'm just kidding.
So we have the physical stuff and I think she watched like three or four episodes, you know, on the DVD and then stopped watching it. We get Netflix back. What is the first thing she decides to watch? Gilmore Girls from the beginning. And I'm like, I can't do it. I'm like, what's all the new stuff that I've missed since the last time I had Netflix, like 3 years ago or like 2 years ago, whenever it was.
Stranger Things.
Yeah. I've watched all four seasons. Yeah. That are out so far. So, you know,
is it four or is it five?
It's four. I thought season five was the last one. Oh, yeah,
it's hard to keep track. It's you might be right. It might have been four. They all
anyway. I'm all
blend together. Yeah.
But we're not here to talk about Netflix. We're going to talk about Dune Part One and Dune Part Two.
Well, all we were doing was talking about what we were doing.
It's true. What you doing? Yeah, so I don't really know where to start. I guess for me, my question is, have you watched the old 1984 Dune?
I'm not. I haven't watched that. I haven't watched miniseries. I haven't read the book.
Okay.
My only exposure to Dune is the new movies.
Okay.
Sci-Fi Christian had some episodes about it that I listened to, but so I got kind of like some secondary influence there. Yeah. But not actually like reading it or anything.
Yeah. I don't really know jack crap about Dune. I attempted to watch 1984 David
Lynch.
Yeah. I started watching that because I was like, I'm going to be that guy and I've got to watch it. And I got about 10 minutes into it and I was like, I can't do it. I'm going to rip my eyeballs out. So yeah, that was rough. I applaud anybody that has actually sat through that whole movie. It has like a good cast potentially, but I just couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. So I'm glad. Same thing with like the book. I've rented it from the library as an audiobook probably two or three times, and I just can't get into it. So yeah, I only have the new ones, and
yeah, I keep meaning to listen to the audiobook. But the last time I tried, there was like a huge wait for it from the library. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to move on.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try again. But heck, now that the second movie's out, there's probably a huge line for it again.
Right. Or, you know, the next book, I think, which is Dune Messiah, if I'm not mistaken. I did a little research, but not enough. So that, let's
that
talk
is
a little
a Dune book.
Yeah, it is a Dune book. There's like 30 of them, I guess. I don't know. That's Wheel of Time, maybe, that I'm thinking of.
Right.
So let's talk about Dune Part 1, which came out in 2021, if you can believe it. Having no expectation of the story or anything like that, like, what do you remember? Like, were you excited to see it? Like, kind of what was your level at knowing that this movie was coming out?
So going into Dune 1, I was really excited for it. I listened to Sci-Fi Christian, and it's a podcast that if you listen to us, you might have listened to them too in the past. Matt and Ben especially was like super excited for it, so they were getting me pumped up for it because I didn't have any exposure to it before hearing them talk about it. Well, then the movie came into theaters and I was busy, life got in the way, I didn't get a chance to see it. And then I kept meaning to watch it, And what do you know, before I know it, Dune 2 is about ready to come out. So, I actually just saw the first Dune like a week ago, right before we went in to watch the second one. So it's very fresh in my mind.
Okay.
But yeah, I was super excited for it, and then it just kind of fell off my radar.
Yeah.
What about
you? I was excited for it. I think more because I had heard so many things about David Lynch's version of it, and I'd never read the book. So it was like, okay, a good, fresh, modern cinematic take on it. So I was excited about that. Now, I will say, I don't think I've ever seen any Denis Villeneuve movies before. So from a movie making perspective, I didn't really know what to expect. But I remember it came out, and it also came out on Max on the same day. So I think it was probably the next day I turned it on, started watching it, fell asleep.
Did you not see Blade Runner 2049?
No, I have not seen that.
Well, side note, maybe the Blade Runner movie should be what we do next.
We could do that for sure.
Or soon, maybe not next.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Back on topic. Sorry, when you said you hadn't seen any of them, I was like, I think that's the only one I've seen.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at remembering directors and what movies they've done, or, some of the movies they've done. But I was like, I know the name, but I can't say that I've really watched anything. But yeah, I fell asleep the first time I tried watching Dune, and the second time, and the third time, and I gave up on it. I was like, this will be great. I'll watch it again when part two comes out, because I knew that was happening. And yeah, just like you, a couple days before we went to actually go see it together, I watched the movie. I watched a couple, like, this is the stuff you should understand, or, like things that I just missed. Because I don't know about you, but I felt, well, you also had Sci-Fi Christian knowledge in your head here. I felt so lost at so much information, like which houses we're dealing with, and which characters were which. There's just a lot of confusion watching it for the first time. So luckily, YouTube videos helped a little bit. I watched a recap of it too, just to make sure I was understanding the story points and things like that. But overall, I feel like it's a gorgeous movie. It's just a lot, and I'm really glad that they split it up.
Yeah, I didn't realize that, like, before they premiered the movie, that they hadn't really said that it was a two-part movie. So people, like, showed up at the theaters on premiere day and, like, oh, this is part one.
yeah, It's not a 6-hour movie. It's a 2.5-hour movie. Yeah.
But yeah, I knowing now, like seeing part one and then part two, like definitely the right decision for them to break it up. And is it going to be a trilogy or?
That's the thing I'm not entirely sure of. I've seen references to Dune Part 3, but I don't know if that is picking up kind of in the next part of the story, which from my understanding is Dune Messiah, which I think it's going to shift a little bit. And Florence Pugh's character is going to be one of the main characters. That's my understanding. I could be wrong. I'm ready for anybody to tell me I'm wrong.
They definitely seem. I mean, we're kind of getting into part two now, but it definitely seemed in the movie that she was going to be a big part of going forward, because I saw her in like promotional material for part two.
Mm-hmm.
But then like she's barely in the movie.
Yeah.
So I guess when you have a stacked cast, mm-hmm. you can only do so much with each character, but yeah, she's like, I felt like she was barely in it, so it would make sense that she's a bigger part of future storyline.
Yeah, she's so just the very little bit of what I watched of David Lynch's movie, she actually opens that movie, like she's the narrator of that movie. So she definitely has some bigger role to play in the whole whole Dune story. Yeah. But I don't know if it'll just be like a trilogy and then we move on to whatever the next thing is. But yeah, talking about part one, I think for me, I was just impressed with the visual effects, the cinematography, you know, the actors that played whichever roles. Yeah, so that's really where I think I was the most impressed. A storyline, I think there's just so many layers of like things that you need to know that it was hard to follow a lot. And it could be because, you know, just I don't pay attention as well as I should. Or it's just dense. I don't think it was bad writing. I think it was good writing, good acting, just a lot to sift through. No pun intended. With sand.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. But I, after seeing it, like finishing it, I thought they did a great job of putting it all together and, you know, giving you enough to let you know what was going on without like holding your hand through it.
Yeah. It was a lot of show, don't tell, which mm-hmm. I think I needed to be told a little bit more in some aspects.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. Especially like with there being so many characters, it's hard without having any back knowledge to maybe pick up on all the characters' motivations, on like why they're doing what they're doing. Why does everyone want to kill these people? Like there's a lot going on. Watching it a second time, I think would really help.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you have seen it once, then the second time through is really like, oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I see why they did that there.
Yeah. Or just, I missed this like very crucial piece of information because I was trying to understand who everybody was.
Right.
So to kind of transition from one to two.
But before we do that, who's your favorite character? Or you can say who your favorite actor is, like, playing a character.
Yeah, I think in part one, I do really like Zendaya's character. But I...
In part one?
Oh, sorry.
Because she's barely in it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I like looking at her, okay? Leave me alone. I'm going to be that guy. See, my brain has taken both movies and merged them, so now they're one entity in my mind. No, and I gotta think. Yeah, I think some of my favorite scenes had to have been with Josh Brolin as Gurney. Mm-hmm. I always like Josh Brolin in a movie, first of all. But he just carried this weight of a character that I really appreciated. I think some people would. Well, I'll let you answer. Who was your favorite character or actor in part one?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, probably for me, I really, even though he's not in like all of the movie, I really liked Oscar Isaac's character.
Yeah.
The Duke. I just felt like he was really, he did seem to do a good job of showing like the leadership of his people. Not being weak, but also being, you know, kind. You know, he wasn't, I guess, if you were to compare him to another ruler, like, off the top of my head, like, a Mufasa, if you will.
Oh.
It was like, you know, like strong, you know, like I lead my people, but I also have a kind heart. You know, I love my family. I want to do what's right.
Yeah, that's actually a great comparison. I hadn't thought of that before, but
it popped in my head.
It's great. You get points in my book for it.
I thought he did a great job of that. Plus, I love Oscar Isaac as an actor.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. Like him, Josh Brolin, when they're on screen, I'm just like, yeah, I like these guys. But yeah, I thought Jason Momoa's character was fine, but Jason Momoa
felt like Jason Momoa. Yeah.
He feels like Jason Momoa in every movie, if I'm honest.
Yeah. It's kind of like The Rock, you know, with like, doesn't feel like they're good at what they do, but they don't have a ton of range.
Right. We're attractive. We're muscly. We're manly men.
We're fun.
That's what we got going. Yeah. But and like Timothy Chalamet, like I thought he was a fine actor. Like it's just, I think that character feels very one note to me. I don't know if it's the acting, if it's actually the character. I think that what I struggle with is, I feel like in that first movie, he already knew, I'm destined for greatness as Paul. I'm destined for greatness. I know this. I've known this forever. So it's like not a surprise, you know, or there's nothing super special about him. He's kind of just this arrogant rich kid. I had a problem with that.
Yeah. I felt like in the first film, the development of his character wasn't the smoothest for me.
Mm-hmm.
I felt better about it in part two.
And
maybe that's because he had, you know, Zendaya's character to bounce off of more. I mean, he was fine, but for being the, you know, top billed person in the movie, he definitely wasn't like my favorite actor or character.
Yeah, for sure. So now I guess I'll transition into part two. I enjoyed Paul's character a little bit more in part two, because he does kind of have this character arc, and I don't know if there was a, I don't know if there was a misunderstanding on my part, but I felt like there was a moment where I was totally on his side, and then it felt like he kind of had an Anakin Skywalker moment and went bad, and then I was on his side again by the end of the movie. So I had conflicting feelings because I was like,
yeah,
I don't know that I want this kid to die, but at the same time, maybe he should.
Like, yeah, I definitely agree. You know, like at the end of the film, you know, when you, like, when you see what he does and then, like, everyone's reaction to it, it's like, oh, like, he's, like, the savior, except the way he's going about it feels kind of shady, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, like, he's having this inner conflict of, like, well, we can't go to the southern part of the planet because all these bad things will happen. And then he like has this dream and he's like, yeah, I guess we'll go ahead and go. That's cool. And like, I'm probably just missing something because I've seen it one time. There's probably ragers in the comments going, dude, you got to understand this or that.
Do we have people in our comments?
Not right now, but I'm sure I'll get a nasty email from somebody at some point. I liked his character more. Like, there were moments where I was like, ah, he is a much better character. He has more personality. I love this conflict that he has, and then how he's, you know, in love with Zendaya's character. And I'm not saying her character's name because I'm worried I'm going to mispronounce it, but I think it's like Chani, if I'm not mistaken.
I honestly don't remember off the top of my head. That's why I just keep saying Zendaya.
Yeah. But I loved her character. Out of everyone, I absolutely adored her character and this fight of and dedication to her people. And, you know, where, spoilers, at the end of the movie, after, you know, Paul gets to attempts to take his place, she just kind of like walks out and is just kind of like, screw you, buddy. And I don't know. I thought that was great. I actually kind of enjoyed Christopher Walken's character. I'm a weird Chris Walken fan.
Yeah, he's another person that I kind of expected to be in the movie more. Maybe that just shows my lack of knowledge of the plot overall.
Right.
And I'm sure, like, it seems like I said, he and Florence Pugh, they'll probably be a bigger part of the story going on. But it was just little bits and pieces here and there. You know, Christopher Walken probably had like seven lines in the whole movie.
Yeah. It sounded like 42 lines because of the way he talks, but
right. go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead with your thought. I have a thought.
You first.
Okay. Were you impressed with the sandworms at all? Because I have a little factoid that I'm going to throw out there. I just need your opinion before I geek out about them.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they were cool looking. I've seen too many memes online that compare them to like cats butts.
Yep. Although you also had like the AMC cup.
That's the
questionable.
Yeah. And SNL had a skit about the popcorn bucket. Yeah, I'll never look at it the same.
I don't. Yeah, that was a bad marketing move. So I heard, I think I read that, like the initial scene where Paul calls the sandworm to him and he's writing it, apparently they attempted to shoot that shot for 3 months practically. Like, so they built a sandworm for him to ride, and apparently they spent 3 months working on it, which is insane. And then they were just like, I guess we'll just go digital. It was so wild to me. I love practical effects. I think I've said that before in the show. I love seeing practical effects used, you know, and enhanced with CG mm-hmm. or visual effects. But that just blew my mind that you would spend that long trying to get a shot to work. It just, that's crazy.
And just to not use it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to not use it. But overall, like it's the same as the first movie. It was gorgeous. It was well done. The designs were very, very cool. I would like to actually see more in this universe. Mm-hmm. Not that we need like a Dune CU or anything like that, but I think it's interesting. I think it's a big enough world that you could play in it, and not necessarily have to come back and touch on the source material all the time. That's just my assumption. Just thinking about like Star Wars, and even Marvel at this point. So, overall,
I was just going to say at the end of the movie, like the houses do reject Paul's ascendance to the throne. Mm-hmm. So I do think going forward, we will see a lot more of, you know, not just like the world, but like the universe as a whole. Cause I feel like we'll see more of the other houses, as this war begins. So I think you're going to get your wish, and we're going to see a lot more.
Yeah, I would definitely be okay with that as long as they could pull it off well. And I think if Denis Villeneuve sticks with directing, like I feel like he had his hand all over this, and I think if that continues to be the same situation for the next movie. Mm-hmm. I'm all in. I was very happy with these movies as a whole. I think if I didn't have part two, when I didn't have part two, I didn't care for part one. But now that I've seen part two, I have an appreciation for part one. Mm-hmm. And I'll probably go back and watch them together at some point.
Did you see the twist of Paul's mom being the Baron's daughter?
No, I did not.
That coming? Like,
no, I didn't. Again, things that just went over my head while we were watching it. I was like, wait a minute. Okay. All right.
Like, I didn't see that coming at all. I don't know if we were like, if we were supposed to be blindsided by it or if we were supposed to, like, I didn't see anything like pointing towards that. So when that happened, when they showed that, I was like, whoa, that's crazy to me. But
yeah, I think that was kind of my question the whole time was, why is this Baron the Baron, not the Nah Baron, but the Baron himself. I was like, why is he so integral to the story? Like, he showed up just so much. I thought for the longest time that he was actually the emperor. That's how lost I was with this movie.
Hmm.
Or the first one. And a little bit of the second one. I had a good time though.
Yeah. I kept seeing the Baron.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard for me to separate he was the only person, like, out of all the famous actors that were in that, he's the only person that it was hard for me to separate the actor from the character.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, okay, like, this is a character. For some reason, even though he's done like a million different things, I kept seeing his character from the MCU. Like Dr. Eric Selvig, you know, he's been right. in so many different movies, but like I kept uh-huh. seeing that character and I'm like, no, it's not Dr. Eric Selvig.
That's funny. Yeah, this is just multiverse version. That's it.
Yeah. That just shows I've been in the MCU too long.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, our whole movie culture has been in the MCU too long, I think. But yeah.
Well, I think it's definitely, I think we talked about this in a previous episode. That's going to slow down quite a bit.
Yeah. I'm happy for it. I will patiently, impatiently wait for Deadpool and Wolverine to change the entire face of the MCU.
Now, with going back to Dune,
mm-hmm.
Did you know that there's a Dune TV show coming out?
I feel like I heard rumors of this, but I can't say for sure.
Yeah, so I can tell you for sure because Wikipedia says it, and Wikipedia wouldn't lie.
Right? Never.
Right?
Never.
But there's a show coming to Max called Dune Prophecy.
Okay.
And it looks like it's the origins of the Bene Gesserit.
Okay.
You say that, you know, that sisterhood sect.
right.
So that could be really interesting to be able to see more about that, like, superhuman, like their ability to, like, what do they call it, the voice or whatever.
Yeah.
I forget exactly. Do they call it that? I
do believe that they call it the voice.
Yeah,
because I remember Jessica telling Paul, use the voice, like, if you want the water, use the voice.
Yeah, but so. Seeing like the origins of like how that developed and that whole faith, religion, whatever it is.
Because those that organization, the Bene Gesserit, they had so much control over everything, which I thought was very intriguing because, I mean, even when it was written, like, it's male dominated everything, but then to have like this undercurrent of women hold so much power, I think that was really cool. And I feel like that's kind of where some of the stuff is shifting too, because you're seeing Chani and Florence Pugh's character. I was really trying there. You know, they're kind of in all of the things, they're starting to stand up for themselves, more or less. But yeah, that'll be interesting.
It seems like they have their hand in everything, and really, like, overall, it seems really like this is their story,
right?
Because, you know, they have their hand in each of the different houses. They have their hands in the Christopher Walken's character,
the Emperor, not Emperor, like, Palpatine.
What? Not right. They have their hand there with the daughter. Just everywhere. So it really feels like they're the ones controlling everything. So this could, it could be a very integral to the story of Dune overall. It says it's scheduled to premiere on Max in late 2024.
Okay.
Filming wrapped in December of last year. So it is a done deal. It's coming.
Okay. Unless they decide to throw it in the trash like Batwoman or Batgirl. Yeah, Batgirl.
Well, I, I don't think they're going to do that with this, but
thanks, Warner.
This is probably worth more than a tax write-off.
Yeah, I would hope so. But
Dave,
yeah,
did you have anything else to go ahead? Overall.
I didn't mean to cut you off. That's all right. We do that. The internet has a delay and things can be edited. No problem. Overall, were you pretty happy with both of these movies? Would you recommend them to people?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend them. I would recommend watching, if you haven't seen the first one, definitely watch it back to back if you can.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed the first movie, but the second movie made me appreciate the first movie even more. So definitely watch them together. They should be consumed as one entity, if you will.
Yeah. I'm sure one day we'll get a master cut that's just both movies and extra stuff. So it is a 6.5 hour movie by the time you're done with it. It'll be like Lord of the Rings trilogy when they're here's the extended editions. So, yeah, I'm in agreement with you. I was very happy with both the movies. I have no desire to really go back and watch 1984 movie unless I decide, hey, let's make fun of a movie. But yeah,
I'll probably I would like to, before the next movie comes out, maybe go back and watch that and then watch the miniseries, which, looks like a train wreck, just from the pictures that I've seen.
The one from 2000.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I there's too many other things to watch and too many things to do to really bother to check them out right now. But maybe just to get a fuller version of the Dune plot overall, maybe I'll check out those other adaptations.
Yeah. Well, that's
because,
all I have.
You know, it'll probably be a few years since till we get another one.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't even think they've started on part 3. So my understanding is, quote, it's still an embryo, I think is what they said.
All right. Well, Dave, it's been lovely chatting with you. I love talking to you and spending time with our listeners.
Yeah.
If they want to give us some feedback, where can they reach us?
They should be able to email media or feedback. Take that back. Feedback at geekthispodcast.com or jump over to geekthispodcast.com. Find all of our social media and you can yell at us there.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know you're listening. Let us know what you thought of Dune. Tell us anything you would like to hear us talk about, because we're wide open. We could talk about anything geek related, movies, TV, comics, video games, you name it. We'll review it. We'll talk about it.
Do
you want to come on here and talk with us about it? We love making new friends.
That's true. That's true. So yeah, go over to geekthispodcast.com. Check out previous episodes. If you're lucky, old episodes of the show might be available at some point in the near future. So, if you like the older.
Check out our Batman on film.
Yes.
Which some may say are some of our best episodes ever.
And some people would include you and I and many, many, many other friends that we've made along the way have really enjoyed that series. But, Batman.
Yeah. Well.
No, I'm kidding.
We could argue about that. But there are more bad Batman films than there are good Batman films.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, maybe we will do another series like that, because those series are easier for us to plan around. It's easier to stuff that's come out in the past. It's easier to find on streaming that, you know, we can watch whenever it's convenient for us instead of having to like schedule it a certain time. Tell us what kind of series you would like us to do. Do you want us to do one on Superman? Do you want us to do all the X-Men movies before Deadpool comes out? What do you want us to talk about?
Yeah, let us know. And we will be back soon with another episode. And there's probably some other episodes that you're listening to after this episode that took place before this episode, because we like to alter time like that. Also, I'm bad at editing sometimes. All right. Well, until next episode, thanks so much for listening. We do appreciate it. David, I will see you sometime in the near future.
Yes, I will. I will see you when I see you.
Yeah. All right.
In the future,
thanks again.
Not the past.
That's right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.